And I believe I have with me on the line, on the phone, Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God, Baruch Hashem. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So, Parshat Teruma, right?
That's right. You know, this Shiftar portion is so significant, and it's so important, and it's so meaningful. You know, the Jews were all given the task of bringing their gold, their silver, their copper, their blue wool, the dyes, everything like which is going to be used to give to Moses, which is going to be used to make the tabernacle and to make the holy temple and to make the resting place for God. And Moses obviously was given the instruction of how to build it, where to put the ark, where to put the tabernacle, where to put the mizbeach.
And it's very, very detailed.
Correct, exactly. And it explains exactly how much gold is used for this, where is the silver used, what is used for this, where is everything placed. So everything was detailed to the last drop. You know, it was a, you would walk, obviously, I mean, if you imagine, you would walk into the Holy Temple, it would be magnificent. It would be like the greatest architect that put something together, which was God, ultimately, obviously. And what is the opening part of the parsha opens up and says, and you shall take from me a contribution. And the fact that it reads, you shall take from me a contribution, instead of saying, you shall give from me a contribution, which would have made more sense, indicates that one who gives charity, things, whatever it may be, is also a recipient. The fact is that which one, if you think about it, really think about it, is which one receives even greater than the one who gives. So we look and say the person that is the recipient receives, you know, whatever he needs to receive. But the person that is giving receives even something greater, satisfaction, help, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And that lasts for that person for a very long time. And I remember hearing a story which I think can illustrate this message really, really well, is, you know, in the medieval times in Europe, a rabbi was appointed senior advisor at the royal court. At one point, the rabbi was asked to disclose the records of his holdings. You know, he was running, as they say in politics, disclose all your assets, everything you have.
Yeah.
And rabbi, a wealthy man...
We had a few months in Windsor when someone was running for a position. The same.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, exactly. So the rabbi, a wealthy man, I don't know how many rabbis you find that are wealthy, but he was a wealthy man, and he produced a list, and he hand-delivered it to the king. And
He wasn't a Chabad rabbi.
That's for sure enough. That's for sure enough. However, upon investigation, it was discovered that many of his prostitutes were not listed. Now, the ministers brought their discovery to the king and accused the rabbi of lying.
Yeah.
So the rabbi explained, when the king asked me to disclose my holdings, I included only those properties and funds that I have donated to charity. Those are the holdings I know will always be mine. All the other properties do not truly belong to me, because for today, they're mine. Tomorrow, the economy might be terrible, they may be taken away from me, but things that I've given to charity will always remain mine. They remain forever. So really, we really do see that he who gives really in truth is really the recipient. Because really, only through giving can we really acquire those properties for eternity. Now, if we look further, so that's one phenomenal message. The fact that Hashem is telling us, take from me a contribution. In other words, you take it. And also we see as Moses is instructed to build the tabernacle, the holy temple, which eventually God will be there with all his presence. And we see as God, gazing into the future, Moses saw the King Solomon, King Shlomo, marveled the fact that it says it is brought down, a God who is not contained by the vast heavens, which sit in the small confines of the great holy temple in Jerusalem. And Moses reflected that if King Solomon marveled at the presence, in the larger holy temple in Jerusalem, how much that God could be in there, how much more so we should marvel at such presence in the smaller tabernacle, in our homes, in our souls, in our bodies, that God is there. We don't have to be great, huge people, giants of a generation that God is going to be dwelling in us. We could be the smallest person. And, you know, there's, it's interesting, I remember hearing something, a translation of Moses, the way that he was marveling of what King Solomon was saying, that he marveled that in the way that God's presence descends to this world only when we, the people of the world, love him. For man to develop a love for God, he must first, which is very hard, relinquish his love for the material. Now, if a person relinquishes, gives up his love for the material, physical things, not that he can't have it, but that it's because that it's his whole life and everything is it, then he's able to fill that with the love of God. You know, we see, unfortunately, when in the world that we're living now, you know, when good people, when armies leave certain countries, we leave a vacuum. What happens in that vacuum? Unfortunately, it's terrible, but bad people come and fill that void, that vacuum. The same thing is in Jewish religion and in our lives. If we give up a little bit on the material, the physical pleasures of life,
yeah,
and we make a little vacuum, what's going to fill it? We can allow God to fill that. And here is really what lies the secret of what King Solomon was marveling, what King and Moses, that Jews always look and say, wow, look at the material success that we have. Now, if we give up the love for the material pleasures, we open up a vast place in our heart for God. Now, the people in the desert, if we think about it, at least lived with nothing, meagerly. They did not have much, and they could not even give anything. Even if they relinquished their love for the material things in life, the space left for God would by comparison be insignificant, because it was part of their life, right? It wasn't anything that they had to work hard onto. Moses was marveling later on in the world, in our generations, that wow, that we are able to give up our physical beings pleasures of life and enabling with that the vast beauty of godliness. And that's how we make for God a tabernacle, a resting place in this world, in our body, as well as we see that when we give to people, we give up of ourselves and we help someone else, we not only help that person, but we're helping ourselves as well. And that's one of the beauties, the foundations of Jewish life, of the Torah, and especially of this week's Torah portion.
That's very nice how you put it.
And, you know, in two and a half weeks, is Purim.
Yeah.
And it's coming, and it's, you know, it just confirmed. You know, we have the big annual Purim party, which is going to be at the JCC on March 5th at 5 o'clock in the evening in the gym.
Yeah.
Megillah reading at 5 o'clock, and the party and entertainment dinner is at 5:30. It's Purim in the stadium is this year, so come dressed up as any sports team or sports player or any costume of your choice. And I just confirmed last night at about 12 o'clock, the guy emailed me back, we're going to have a phenomenal magician and illusionist that is going to be there as entertainment. So he's going to be really funny, great for adults, great for kids, and it's going to be, as we said on the flyer, have a ball all night long.
That's great.
So if anyone's planning on coming, you can RSVP via
the
number on the flyer. You can do it at the JCC. You can call 519-256-2572. You can email me, windsorrabbi@gmail.com. Very, very easy email address. And so there's a lot of people that are already RSVPing. It fills up really quickly, very nice. We'll always make room for everyone. And I look forward to seeing everyone.
That's great. And Shabbat services?
Shabbat services, we have evening service, which is at 5:45. And Sunday at 8:15 in the Shal HaShemayim Chapel. And then Monday and Thursday is at the JCC Paris House, is a community vision at 7:15. So we got all our bases covered.
That's great. So I wish you Shabbat Shalom, and God willing, we'll talk next week.
God willing, we'll talk next week. Have a Shabbat Shalom and a peaceful week.
Same to you. Thank you.
Be well. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.